You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning.
Also with us is Heather Henley of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News. Hey, Heather.
Good morning.
And plenty to do this weekend, starting with some really cool music tonight.
Head over to the Stage on Bay. Here come the mummies. We put them on the cover of Do last week because they're super fun, and they literally dress up like mummies. And there's a reason behind that. They're allegedly contract musicians out of Nashville, so they can't really play as themselves, but... Again, allegedly many Grammys between the members of this group, the multiple members of this group, and can head down to the Stage on Bay and hear some funk, and they've got some horns, and they're just really, really fun.
There's also several events that are going all weekend long, and one of those starts on Thursday as well.
Yes, the Hestia Artist Residency. This is a new program, so they've got an Oakland-based writer, Meg Ellison, a Brooklyn-based musician, Alexandria Hall, who performs as Beth Head, and a San Diego-based muralist, Celeste Byers. So starting Thursday, there's going to be a book reading. Friday afternoon, there will be a mural workshop, and Friday evening, there's a performance, and that's all around the Starland District, and those are all free. And then Saturday night, they're wrapping it all up with a ruckus and revelry party, and that's $10 to get in, but you're going to get food and music and get to meet the artists.
There's also, Claire, a weekend-long event for the geeks in town.
Yep, that's where I'll be all weekend. GnomeCon is coming back for its 7th year. It'll be out in Pooler. It's a great time. There's, of course, going to be a costume contest.
Naturally.
One of the best parts about this event is its library of board games. They have literally hundreds of board games to choose from that you can go check out and play. And if you like it, there's vendors and you can go buy it.
And then there's another weekend-long festival as well.
Yeah, this is the second annual Savannah Antiques and Architecture Weekend. So this kicks off Friday and it goes through Saturday. And there's going to be lots of tours, receptions, lectures. But one of the main draws is some of the folks from Antiques Roadshow will be here doing appraisals.
My.
So now there is a cost involved in that, but you can bring in your treasures and see how much they're worth.
Right. Yeah, you could be sitting on a fortune up in your attic. You have no idea. Then, Claire, there's a couple of events as well at Ghost Coast this weekend.
Yeah, Ghost Coast is going to be the place to be. On Friday, they are celebrating their first year in business in Savannah. They're throwing a big party. The Chizito's food truck will be there. There will be live music from City Hotel, and they're releasing a limited edition whiskey that you can only get through St. Patrick's Day.
Unless
they sell out of it before then,
I was going to say
Savannah, they might.
That seems like a distinct possibility. And yeah, whiskey just in time for St. Patrick's Day, always good.
And on Saturday, they're going to play host to Soup It Up for Loop It Up. This is the second year of that event where local chefs will be competing for the best soup in Savannah. They'll have raffle prizes and exhibitions of kids' art that was made through Loop It Up's programs.
Also on Saturday, Claire, there is a way to get fit before you start drinking, I guess.
Isn't that the Savannah way?
It certainly is.
It's the Miles to Margaritas 5K. Starts at and ends at Forsyth Park, and whether you run, walk, or crawl across the finish line, there's a free margarita waiting for you at the end.
Solid reward. Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Heather Henley of Do Savannah from the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.